Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen up. This is very important. You love Taylor? You just listened to that song? You were singing along? Download the free Odyssey app because we've got nothing but Taylor for you. This is big. The Odyssey app is free. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. When you get to the app store, you go to Google Play, you just spell it A-U-D-A-C-Y. You download that, and then you listen. Tay All Day. It's the Tay All Day streaming experience. It includes custom content from Taylor herself. And make sure to tune in coming up. For us, I think it's a little early. The release of her new record is on Friday. But this thing's happening at midnight Eastern time, so I think this is happening for us at 9 p.m. on Thursday night. A special, a meeting of the Tortured Poets Department album release special. It's all Taylor, all the time. Get the free Odyssey app. Or you can also go to odyssey.com/TayAllDay. It's a big deal. It's important that you get the Odyssey app. It really is. It would mean a lot to us. Personally, like it's just big that you can take us with you, listen to us all the time. We love that.
Anytime the radio signal dips,
yep.
Wherever you might be, you can supplement your radio listening through the Odyssey app.
And you'll find that you're like, okay, I'll just keep it on the Odyssey app. It's totally fine.
Maybe, yeah.
I like it.
Hey, I should mention real quick,
yeah.
Before we start the trash, because I can't wait. Protesters are angry over the war in Gaza, and they've blocked an East Bay freeway and the Golden Gate Bridge this morning. Okay, so protest is on as we speak. All lanes are blocked northbound I-880 and both directions of the Golden Gate Bridge are blocked. So, and that's happening as we speak. A lot of people are texting in, hey, what's going on? That's what's going on.
A
protest is on, and I-880 is blocked, and the Golden Gate Bridge blocked. Thank you.
It's, you know, hope you didn't have something important to do, like go to work or anything.
I understand that people protesting, especially in the Bay Area, is like it's part of the fabric of the Bay Area. But I also feel like hurting people who are just trying to do their thing, you don't get sympathizers that way.
Yeah. But you also don't get any attention when you protest down
Agreed.
At City Hall. It's a really tough rub. Mm-hmm. And it makes us mention that there is an ongoing conflict. It breaks into your little world, you know what I mean? Anyway, that's happening. Here's things that just, these are things that are neither here nor there. Just fun little tidbits, because that's what we're doing, a fun little morning show. Vinny loves this song, and so of course when I saw it, I went, oh, we got to have a listen to that. Slash has done a cover of Oh Well, featuring the singing stylings of Chris Stapleton. Like, it's got everything I want in this story. So Oh Well is an old Fleetwood Mac song, right?
Yes.
I remember you talking about this song for years. You talk about this.
I love this song. I think it's just one of those that it's probably best heard. Here you go.
This is the original, by the way.
Oh, this is the, I was going to say, boy, this sounds exactly like the original. Oh, yeah. All right, so there's a little taste of it. It's pretty true to that. But then the singer becomes Chris Stapleton the whole time.
All right.
All right, so here's Slash. This is Slash's version with Chris Stapleton singing. Well, got a little kick drum going the whole time.
And then it goes on. This lick goes for a while. Jump ahead. And then I'll jump ahead one more time. There we go.
Can't help but about the shape I'm in. I can't say I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. Ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
They've heavied it up a little bit, and if you're into that, it's called Oh Well, and it's a new cover by Slash featuring Chris Stapleton. I'm going to go back to Chris Stapleton in a second, but first, there's just a couple other things. Did you like this Luke Combs? Luke Combs did a version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I mean, everybody, it's...
yeah, it's not really
what is it?
Version. It's not the one that you sang.
Oh, it's ball, not. Oh, this is just a different ball game song. All right.
Foul ball up in the bleachers. In the shortstop autograph.
This is just his own.
It on the dress.
That's what I assume.
Every day that passes, I've been throwing it to myself. Got pretty good at catching. I just called to say I miss you. And making sure you know it's my birthday pretty soon. All I want. Take me out to the ball game. Pick me up at the house.
That's cute.
That is
cute. He's just got his own version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Now, Luke Combs, you know, he did the cover of Fast Car. Like, nothing but accolades for that. So you're definitely...
Kind of heartbreaking, but also pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, very sad. Wow. Oy. Broken families. Not fun.
No, not fun at all, Vinny. There's also Post Malone. I don't know if you've heard this yet. Post Malone did a cover of himself singing. It's a cover. He posted a cover of himself singing Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
That didn't come out great, but he did a cover of this song and he put it up on his. Oh, here we go. There you go.
And I like it when he goes higher a little bit.
Step on down to the OS, so I've got friends.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Boy, everyone's going country.
A little yodel there, too.
This is not, it's not a fad. It's not a fad. It's just it is happening, people. Happening.
I like it. It's great. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So, Chris Stapleton was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend. He did White Horse, which is a song you've definitely... If I know it, then I feel like it's extremely mainstream. And then, because I don't know any country songs. And then he did another song that was, I thought, super boring, but okay. Mountains of My Mind. It was like the same four chords over and over and kind of a snooze fest. But White Horse was excellent. Sounded really good. But then he also took part in a skit. And it was funny. Three of the girls from of the cast members did a song called Get That Boy Back. And in the song, they're all talking. They're in a country bar, and they're talking about how they're getting revenge on their exes. And some of them were like, you know, it's sort of like a takeoff on the Carrie Underwood song, you know, before he cheats. Like, she walks down the side of the car with the key, and she scrapes it up. And then the one girl is just doing the weirdest things, like just these mind Fs. So here's the...
We don't get mad.
We get even.
He's playing with my heart, baby. He's no good. So I took my lipstick, wrote my name on his hood.
Mess with me, I'ma mess you up. So I took my keys to his Chevy pickup. My man left and he didn't treat me kind. Y'all can mess with his truck, I'll destroy his mind. Break into his house, keep replacing his shoes with the same set of shoes, but a half a size bigger.
So, and then it just gets weirder and weirder from there. Like, she's doing, like, really messed up things to this dude.
It's actually hilarious.
And it's Chris. It's funny. And then by the end, you're just like, oh, my God, this is just beyond bizarre. Very funny. And Chris Stapleton is the musical host. I think that... Ryan Gosling was... Oh, here's another thing, a takeaway from this. Ryan Gosling cannot keep a straight face. I don't know how he ever makes movies when he laughed through the entirety of every skit. Even when I was like, dude, it's just not that funny. It's not that funny anymore. Please stop laughing at everything. You've got to stop. Because he's making everybody else laugh, and then everyone else is just acting like they think it's funny. I just thought, oh my God, this is exhausting.
So you didn't enjoy him?
Certain things I did. The very beginning, as he did the monologue, he comes out and he's talking about just Ken. And then Emily Blunt comes out and she's like, you have got to let this go. She did it in an English accent. She's like, you know, we got this movie, The Fall Guy, coming out. And then they do this whole, like, production number together with singing and dancing and all this stuff. And it was pretty funny because she was in the big movie of last year, Oppenheimer, and he was in the other big movie, Barbie, and now they have a movie together. It's pretty funny. But then also the laughing. Please stop it. It's just not that funny. So, Chris Stapleton, a Saturday Night Live skit. We've got that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for you. Also on SNL, at Weekend Update, Caitlin Clark came on. And it's funny because, I mean, I watched SNL fairly regularly. And Michael Che pops a squat on women's basketball, like, so often. He's always like, that's not a thing. Nobody. In fact, they ran a whole montage of his jokes that he's done about it.
On women's basketball?
On women's basketball. And then Caitlin Clark comes walking out. And then she's written some jokes about him.
Oh, good. So I hope she got help.
It seems like she could have got more help.
Oh, boy.
But she's also not a professional comedian. Here we go. Here's a little.
All right.
The University of Iowa announced that basketball star Caitlin Clark will have her jersey retired and replaced with an apron. Is Caitlin Clark.
And here she comes out.
But nothing for my joke, whatever.
I am a fan, Caitlin, by the way.
Really, Michael? Because I heard that little apron joke you did.
Well, yeah, it was a joke. We're just having fun, you know?
You make a lot of jokes about women's sports, don't you, Michael?
I wouldn't say a lot, but, you know, it's not on the regular.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a lot. I actually sort of made a supercut. Take a look.
Well, no, we don't have to do that.
A number of sports bars around the country are promising to only show women's basketball games during March Madness. The bars are known collectively as the Empty Ones. A new report claims that recent stories on the Sports Illustrated website were actually generated by AI. And it's already making glaring mistakes. For instance, it made up something called the WNBA. Iowa's Final Four game against UConn was the most watched women's college basketball game ever, with 14.2 million viewers, beating the previous record by 14.2 million views.
Oh, man.
Wow. the receipts. Thanks, man.
No problem. You know, unlike Che, I support women.
Whoa! No, hold on. I think you're a great basketball player. I mean, I can't play like you do.
Yeah, we know. And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do.
Thank you for that.
But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them. Just right over there on the cards.
Well... pick in this Monday's draft. A reminder that Indiana Fever is a WNBA team and not what Michael Che gave to dozens of women at Purdue University.
See, that's a good
anyway, so there's a whole long clip and we'll put that up.
That's very cute though. I
know.
Enjoyed that.
It is cute, right? Like he really has ripped women's sports like a zillion times. It's pretty funny. Anything for a laugh. And then I'm going to end up on this thing here because I thought this was super fun. Next week, actually, I think it's in 2 weeks. Let me see if I can. May 4th, Dua Lipa is going to host and be the musical guest. And I'm really looking forward to this. Like, I really only ever seen her do the musical stuff, but she's so gorgeous. And I can't wait to see how she does as an actress, too, or as a, you know, how her comedic timing is. Pulling double duty on the May 4th episode of Saturday Night Live. There you go. She is in that new movie, that big budget spy adventure, they're calling it. It's called Argyle.
Yes, Argyle, yeah.
Yes, Ben, uh-huh. Put your hands up.
Is Dua Lipa English?
Oh, I don't think so.
I believe so.
Is she? Okay.
Either, she's not from America, that's for sure.
Oh, let's hear her voice.
Let's see where she's from. Oh, you're going to hear her first. Yeah, she's from the UK.
Oh, okay.
I've heard her in a
yeah, I don't think I've ever really heard her talking. I've heard her songs. I love them. Okay. I'll move on while you look for that.
Well, I saw this photo of you.
It's Jimmy Fallon.
I'm like, I don't want to sit on... This is sense. Weird. And
it is odd a little bit.
Yeah, I think that
also,
was
also, this Santa, you can clearly tell.
Anyway, it's just the
okay,
random
yeah,
clip
yeah,
of her talking
goes.
To Jimmy
okay.
Fallon.
So anyway, she's talking about a record. And she has those too. So it's going to be fun. I actually look forward to getting to know her as a human and not just as a recording artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how this will go, but I thought, you know, you like Tool. Maynard James Keenan. And I think he's making a really good point here.
I don't just like Tool. I love these guys.
I'm aware. So, which is why I'm squeezing it in. So when you go to a concert, it can be super annoying and super distracting to see everybody on their GD phone videotaping the thing that they paid all kinds of money just to watch. Like, if I wanted to watch a video of a band, I could do that anytime. Just go online and watch someone's cruddy phone video, you know, posted wherever. Like, try to be more in the moment. And that's his argument. He's like, I throw people out of my shows. If I see a phone, they're out. It's a no phone policy, and he doesn't hesitate to kick someone out. He says, you're missing the opportunity of actually absorbing in real time what's happening, training your brain to live in the moment and see the thing, but more importantly, to stop annoying the person behind you.
Ding, ding,
it's
ding.
Annoying. It's distracting. It's distracting for us, too. Put it the F away. Grow the F up. It's only 2 hours. At the end of the show, we usually let you film a song so you get your souvenir. He also said, the people around you don't want to watch the show through your phone.
Right.
He said the phone recordings don't look good and they don't sound good, so it's an absolute waste of time. And then he compares going to a concert or a theater play. You're going to a show. Oh, he's comparing going to a concert to a theater or a play where putting your phone is, you have to put it away. That's the rule. They will, like someone will come and grab you and throw you out. It's the same thing. It's a performance. You're there to soak it in person. So he's making a wonderful point.
I would add to that yes. While you might be able to get away with it, again, this is about that distraction of the other person who's trying to watch the show
yes.
In this giant audience. And I'll tell you, this is a test. You can see this anytime. When you're eating dinner with friends or lunch or whatever, and everyone puts their phones down, when that phone lights up, everyone looks at it.
Yep.
No one wants to see... maybe some people do, but I'm not trying to look at your phone and what's right. On it or read your text, but I have unfortunately been trained to look when something lights up. That's what I do.
Well, that's what we all do. Our phone has trained us.
Right. So what I'm saying is that screen that's on is distracting me from taking in the show.
Right.
I don't want that in my peripheral as it's completely taking me from what I'm doing.
Right.
So I would agree with him that at the very least, do it for your fellow showgoers.
Right. Well, it sounds like they make a stink about it, and then they offer you a song at the end to videotape. Okay.
Which is cool, actually.
It is kind of cool,
right? There's
the
good compromise.
There it is. You wait through all of this, and you will get one. But they'll throw you out. I like that. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The four-day work weekend. More after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, it's Alice. La, 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 la. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to us on the Odyssey app, and you get so much more. In fact, you get the Tay All Day situation. The Tay All Day streaming experience. It's there on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, a free app. Go and get it. Stream the Sarah and Vinny Show. Stream Alice at 97.3 all day long. Listen for Tay all day. Custom content from Taylor Swift. And make sure to tune in April 18th, that's this Thursday, at 9 o'clock Pacific time. Because at midnight Eastern time, that's the same time, they're releasing this whole huge album release special. It's called A Meeting of the Tortured Poets Department. Keep it here.
The Radio Alice Report.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
You were done.
Well, I probably should have been. You know, it's I ad-lib a little and then...
She does ad-lib.
I screw Bryn up, so...
It's supposed to be in that order.
Sorry about it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com for the ultimate music experience. Stay on top of the latest news in the music industry. Follow your favorite DJs and enter exciting contests for a chance to win big. Plus, catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny full podcast for a daily dose of entertainment. Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com. All right, here's what's happening. So, partly cloudy today and cool. Like highs in the low to mid to high 60s in some of those spots, mostly just in that cool range of the 60s.
Yeah, anything in the 60s is just mwah, perfect.
Today is known as Tax Day.
Oh.
This should not have snuck up on you. It's always been this date. There have been some weird dates lately, but this is the day and it's on. So mark your check and hit the mail with it, or whatever you do.
Or wait for your refund. Maybe you're getting one of those.
I hope that's how that's going for you. I really, really, really do. The NBA playoffs start tomorrow. Warriors at Sac, 7 p.m. tip time. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
I forgot to mention, it's very important in my home, probably less so in most of yours. The Boston Marathon is probably ending as we speak. But the Boston Marathon ran today, and that's a big deal. So, go runners!
Go runners. Boston strong. Today is the, I think it's actually the 11th anniversary of the bombing. 260 people wounded, 3 people killed.
That sounds right. Because
and
my
you guys
daughter,
were supposed to be at that.
That's exactly right. My wife was going to run it and was pregnant, and there was a whole conversation with the doctor about should I run. And ultimately she said, you know what? I don't want to risk our baby. Let's stay home.
Yep.
And we would have been there for that race. I'm glad I missed that. That was...
Yeah.
That's...
You could say your daughter's perhaps saved a life.
I would have been there. Mm-hmm. Right there
at the finish line.
Yep. I really would have been there. I needed to re-mention this and clean this up a little bit. You said something about Cal screaming, and I assumed that was the ride where you kind of float over California.
Oh, no, that's Soarin' Over California.
That's what I went and did with my kids. People wrote in and said, that's not what you and your kids went and did, Vin.
I did think to myself, I felt like your kids were too little to go on California
Screaming.
Yeah, no,
that wasn't that.
California Screaming is the big one with the loop-de-loop. And
we did the drone ride over California.
That's a super fun one. So fun.
Cal Screaming is now called the Incredicoaster.
I knew it had changed its name. Yeah, it's a great coaster.
So that was a conversation from earlier that there was a mix-up. It never got cleaned up. Here's what I'm doing now. Also, we didn't mention this, and I just did want to say, I'm now caught up on Survivor, Sarah.
Yes.
And I have to say to you that this last episode from Wednesday of last week,
yes,
they really did it right.
Yes.
Like, there was a lot of mixing up. Yep. There was a lot of gameplay. It's why you watch the show. Like, they really had a great episode. And it's funny that, and I just try to put myself in the place of someone who's starving and not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of get it. But it is still shocking that they can pull off the, what do they call that? The Blind Side. After all these years and all this time, there can still be someone who goes, I can't believe it.
Did I just get kicked off with an idol in my pocket?
And anyway, I don't want to get too, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but I really did feel like, man, they still can do it.
They know, you know, I really appreciated this past week's episode because it becomes a point on this show, and it always happens, any of these reality shows, where one large group is running things. And it becomes very predictable for a few weeks. And when they split them up and do these different things and have had to figure out a way to make two tribes out of the one big tribe and pit them against each other, it definitely screws with people's social game and their alignments that they've got. And it's I really think they're doing a great job. This season in particular, although that Banu guy, they needed to get him off of there. Like, so much
earlier. It was a really rough start, and that's actually why I wanted to mention I was on the verge of just skipping this season, and then they've pulled it back. So if you, like me, felt like, if they don't get rid of this Bono guy, I'm gonna get rid of me. I'm just going to stop watching this thing. And they did, and now I feel like, man, that episode was epic. The way they just went, yeah, you're two tribes, we're doing this, we're doing that. Deal with it. And I just went, oh, it was fun.
Really good. They did a great job with it this week. Last week.
Is the 5-day work week outdated? Almost a third of CEOs in a new poll said they're seriously thinking about moving to a 4-day or 4.5-day work week.
Oh. Well, it would be a dream. For us, it doesn't really work because I feel like a morning show needs to be there all the mornings. The only morning we're not on is Sundays.
I completely agree, and we have a totally different type of job from Go. But I do think that in watching, look, I realize a lot of meetings are important. They are. A lot of them are important.
Yes, sure.
some meetings are completely unimportant and can be skipped.
Yes.
And that's something where the person who works a five-day work week in tech or whatever, and their schedule's just jam-packed with crap, to just see them wipe that clean and nothing changes would be nice. Mm. You know, like that person goes, huh, we're still doing a great job, and we lost a whole day of meetings.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Incredible.
A lot of us would be willing to work the same number of hours to make the 4 or 4.5 day work week work. And I would say, sure, you could get it done. That's the 10-hour work day.
Yeah. Yep.
Most people are they go from positive to extremely positive feelings about the 4 day work week.
I would be willing to work harder for 4 days knowing that I had a true three-day shutdown, almost a vacation. I feel like that would be so restorative.
This next story.
Okay.
It starts out where I'm like, butt sizes, I'm in.
Butt sizes.
Butt sizes.
Okay.
Women's butt sizes around the world revealed. Which countries have the biggest and the smallest? So I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of lame, and then it's kind of sexy, but it's also kind of weird.
What are they calling
but
these
then
different
they,
sizes?
They bring this up as very a new batch of data has analyzed which women, by nationality, on average, possess either the widest or most narrow hip sets.
Oh.
And that's what they're talking about, is a hip measurement. And I'm like, do women even know that? Do you know your hip measurement?
We're talking about going all the way around the hips, like, you know, your 33, 23, 38 measurement. Is that the measurement thing?
Is your 38 your hip?
30. I think my hip is 40.
Okay. Well,
So what would I have there?
But
that is not my bones. That's the butt and all the things included. It's not just, you know, your hip girdle.
Well, I don't know. That's why this thing got so... The one main thing as I looked at the list, I'm like, Brazil's not even on the list of 16.
Impossible.
How's that possible? Aren't they the bubble butt, or what is their thing?
Yeah, Miss Bum Bum.
There. Women's hip sizes by nationality. South Africa, 41.73 inches. Argentina, 41. You're at the top of the... You're the cream of the crop.
I mean, no wonder I have my own butt Instagram. I'll have to measure my butt. I'll see. I'll see what it is. I have a tape measure. I'll let you know. If you remember
to
ask me.
You don't need to, but the United States came in at 11th at 40.2 inches.
Oh, I'm right there. I'm in the mix.
I just kind of went, this is ridiculous. I thought it was going to be fun, but it's not that fun.
Well, I mean, we get to talk about butts. You know what Bryn pointed out this morning?
What?
We were watching all these different things from Coachella and just other stories that came up. He was like, you know what's great about watching stage shows now? Everybody's got a group of dancers who keep turning around and just shaking their butts around in the camera. Right. He was showing me all these. He's like, look at this and then this. And it's true. Like, they've got a line of dancers. The dancers are, you know, doing.
Yeah,
and
back in the good old days, they would dance while they face you, maybe turned around a little, but this time they're just like facing the wrong way
over.
The whole time.
Facing away from you and bent over.
Giving you their best feature. You know, that's what I really liked about Kesha's dancers were they were funny.
Yeah.
I mean, they were dancing and
they were fully choreographed.
They were going for it, but these were two guys who were, they were dressed alike, but they weren't alike in any way.
Right. Two kind of like dad bod looking dudes.
Colorful.
Yeah. One of them, I think, was like kind of balding and had glasses. And like in pink dolphin shorts and little pink tank
they
tops.
Just
I mean, they
went
were amazing.
For it, man.
It was so great.
Yeah. Very, very fun. Very like, these guys are really making. She's great, but they're kind of filling out the show. They're pretty
good. They're making it super fun. Like, what the what?
Yep. Anyway. I'm out of time. Let me do a couple texts before we get to the game. But a 3 day weekend is a must. 1 day to party, 1 day to run errands, and 1 day to rest.
It's so good,
I work a compressed schedule. which out of a 10-day pay period, I have every other Monday off. Oh, this is a whole thing.
Oh, boy. That sounds complicated.
It does. That's ripe for the person who shows up and goes, wait, I'm not on? Or worse, the phone rings. Wait, I'm on? But I'm home.
No way.
Wait, today's the day I'm off. Oh, for God's sake, I can't figure this out.
But last week I was working Thursday.
This week is different. It's different every week.
Dua Lipa is Albanian. British English is her second language.
All right.
Wow. Well, that said, UK, London. Albanian.
It's okay.
Sure.
She's Albanian. It's great.
She was born and raised in London, but has Albanian heritage and moved to Kosovo, where she learned the language and history.
Oh, my.
So she is from London. Got it.
Born and raised in London.
Very difficult. Get it right, Bryn.
Ancestry. Well, it's a thing.
Kind of was right.
Sarah, did you like the Beavis and Butthead skit?
Yeah, it was funny. I really did feel like, please stop laughing. It's not that funny. Everyone was laughing. I'm like, okay, so we're just sitting here laughing and acting like we're so funny that we just can't stop laughing. I just thought, just do the sketch.
The sketch?
I meant the sketch, but I said the sketch, and I hope that you ignore it, but you didn't. Yeah, the skit sketch. Do the skit sketch.
Jimmy Fallon style. You know,
yeah, it's, you know, Fallon did always laugh, and it just got, I get tired of that. It's fine. Once in a while, if it is so funny that I'm cracking up and they start to crack up, then it's even funnier. But every single one of those skits wasn't funny enough for them to be laughing all the way through. I'm sorry. They just weren't.
Just bad acting.
415 says, seriously, how is preventing me from getting to work on time to help my patients who are coming in for chemotherapy helping anyone in Gaza? Very good.
Well, you're reminding people that it's happening. It's the only thing I can think of. And I try not to be mad about it because I'm not in a car right now. But it's, I find that to be just incredibly disruptive.
Which is their point.
Yep.
Right.
All right. It's time to play a game. I have some good ones today here. How old is that guy? We're going to start with Arya Stark from Game of Thrones. Just a little girl, Maisie Williams was. When she originated that role. How old?
She was so cute.
I know, so cute. And we're going to start with Vinny. So how old is Maisie Williams today, Ben?
Today. She is 26.
All right.
Oh, wow. I'd say 23.
She is 27. That's a point for Vinny.
Whoa.
Vincent's on the board. Been a minute since we watched that show.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's funny to think that, because I think she was like 10 years old with it. Like, has that show really been around for that long? Maybe she was older and just looked young.
Well, production delays. We've all heard, we all remember you going, Randy, we got to get it on the internet.
It started in 2011.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, so she was older then. She had to have been. If she's 27 now. How about Hermione Granger? How old's Emma Watson today?
Oh.
The Harry Potter movies and Belle in the live action Beauty and the Beast.
Oh. I'd guess 38.
Oh, 38.
Is that too old?
I'm going to say 37, Bob.
She is 34.
Oh.
And that is a point for Vinny. That's two for you, Vim.
I love boxing out like that. I learned that from Bryn, so I just want to point out that that's the technique that he uses, so it's good.
All right, here we go. This one is Pumbaa from the Lion King remake and Mantis in the Kung Fu Panda movies. We're talking about Seth Rogen. How old is Seth Rogen? Vinny, you're first.
Seth Rogen is... I'm going to say Seth Rogen is 47.
47. Oh. What do you think, Bryn?
I'd say he's 46.
He is 42, and that's a point for Bryn. The old box out. You got to pick carefully.
So fun.
Let's see here. I don't know this guy all that well. I do know him as Gaston in Beauty and the Beast, but I got him as Owen Shaw in the Fast and Furious movies. Maybe I'll skip this guy. I had Luke Evans. Anybody? Nobody?
Nothing.
Okay.
I've heard that name.
I know. Really. All right. We talked about Chris Stapleton earlier today. How old is country superstar Chris Stapleton? Vinny, your Bryn, your first on Chris Stapleton.
I mean,
how old
he
is that
looks,
guy?
He looks older because of his big old beard, but I think he's probably like 45.
45. All right.
44, Bob.
He is 46.
Oh!
And that is a point for Bryn. We are tied now, and we're going to break the tie.
All right. Overtime.
This is the lead singer of Four Non Blondes, Linda Perry. That she's the, what's going on? Hey, yeah. That's the girl. Linda Perry is married to Sarah Gilbert.
Okay.
Just super cool. How old is
they didn't break up, really?
No, they're still together, apparently.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. I know. It's great news for them. So we'll have, I think Bryn goes first on this one. And Linda Perry, how old is she?
I thought I went first last time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't it?
52.
52 it is.
53.
53. She's 59. Bryn has won.
As soon as I said it, I went, it's older. She's older.
Yeah, she's pushing.
Got to be way older than Chris Stapleton. It's got to be. Dang it!
Right. Linda Perry is 59 years old. Congratulations, Bryn. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Get the Odyssey app. Do this immediately. It's completely free, and all the Taylor you ever wanted is on there. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You ready,
Alice?
Get up.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.